This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Thursday, August 2nd, 2018. I'm Mark Belanger. For the first time, member states of the United Nations have agreed on a framework for the global governance of migration. The breakthrough came in July when the states endorsed the Global Compact for Safe, Orderly, and Regular Migration. To understand the effects the new compact will have, I talked to Jin-Suk Lee. Ms. Lee is the Migration, Gender, and Campaigns Director for the Building and Woodworkers Global Union. The BWI represents 12 million members in more than 330 unions around the world. I asked Ms. Lee to describe the situation concerning migrants.
According to statistics of 2017, there are approximately 258 million international migrants. This is an increase of 85 million since the year 2000. And just to add a little bit more full picture, I mean, the median age is about 39, and at least 48% of the international migrants are women, and you're talking about at least 15% that are under 20 years of age. Another fact that's important for people to note when you are just looking at the discourse around international migrants is that at least 70% of international migrants are migrating for the purpose of search of decent work.
What are some of the problems faced by these millions of migrants?
There are a number of challenges that international migrants face. One is, of course, the issue of decent work. Two is the issue of low wages. Three is the issue around recruitment. Many have to pay high recruitment fees, even though under the law in certain countries of both origin and destination, it is against the law to pay for work. But they end up paying high recruitment fees to either brokers or recruiting agencies. And therefore, when they land in the country of destination, they're in debt. There's also issues around workers' safety, and the living accommodations of workers in many countries are very poor. And then, of course, the inability for many migrants to access social benefits. And for what's important for trade unions is that in some countries, migrant workers are not allowed to join trade unions. This is not only the issue of freedom of association, but the issue of collective bargaining rights.
Tell us about the Global Compact, which was endorsed by the UN member states. What does it do?
The Global Compact is an agreement where member states, the UN member states, agreed to address the issue of migrations amongst each other. And it's very historic because it's one of the most recent steps UN member states have discussed and negotiated a compact, which is also, by the way, non-binding, but a non-binding compact that looks at the various issues of migration. It looks at the issue of recruitment. It looks at the issue of integration. It looks at the issue of how to address the services and rights of migrants in both countries of origin and destination.
Were labor unions involved in the negotiations which led to the compact on migration?
Trade unions, particularly under the frame of the Council of Global Unions Working Group on Migration, we were very active along with a number of civil society groups to advocate for key issues pertaining to a rights-based governance on labor migrations throughout the negotiations. So we were there at every set of negotiations that took place in New York. We were there at the regional consultations that took place at the various regions. We were there at some of the national consultations. So the trade unions were very much in the heart of the discussions. At the same time, I think what's also very important to point out that a number of trade unions also advocated very strongly with their national governments.
And that's it, international labor news you can use. You can find more labor news on our website at www.radiolabor.net. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.